Good evening, everybody. This is the Planning and Community Development Committee. My name is Cynthia Delostrinos-Johnson. I'm the chair of this committee. I'm joined by my fellow council members, Councilmember Hogarty and Councilmember Quinn. And we have two items on our agenda tonight. We'll go ahead and jump right in. So the first item is a contract with BHC Consultants for plan review and inspection services. And I believe Jerry Height is here to provide an explanation of this item.
Yeah, Jerry, take it away.
Yes, for six or seven years, we've had contracts with BHC and Reed Middleton. Actually, Reed Middleton was, it was here before I started about 8 years ago. We contract with BAC for non-structural plan review on larger, more complex projects in order to keep our plan review turnaround time low. BAC also provides field inspections for us on a as needed basis to maintain a high level of customer service with our 24-hour turnaround. They're a larger company and they have a lot of licensed engineers, ICC certified inspectors, plans examiners, planners, fire sewer designers. They have a myriad of talents and services. Reed Middleton performs our structural plan reviews, and they have for, like I said, since I've been here. They also perform emergency field inspections. They'll come down, like when they're building the Foster High School, a beam fell and injured a worker. And they came out and looked at the situation and provided a report to us on what the collapsed beam did. They also provide earthquake seismic reports our Tukwila Community Center. There are all-in-one engineer for emergencies and all of our needs. Both BHC and Reed Middleton have been reliable and highly respected staff that has served us well over the years. So
thank you. I'll just note that I'm fine with taking, because there's two contracts. We're looking at renewing the one with BHC Consultants, and also you had mentioned Reed Middleton. Are you guys fine with taking them together? Like, is it fine if we just look at them both, since Jerry already presented on them?
I have the same questions for both of them, so.
Okay. So, Jerry, are you ready for questions from council members?
Sure.
All right. Council Member Hogarty?
So it says 150,000. Is it up to, because I saw that in the contract cost, it looks like it's got a per hour fee, or now I've got to look to see if one was a flat fee and the other was a per hour. Hourly scheduled rates for both of them. So is it like up to 150,000, or do you say here's 150,000 and when you go over that, we're going to reevaluate? How's that work?
Yeah, well, it depends on at what point in time during the two-year budget cycle we're doing an amendment to the contract. If it's a lot of money, I guess we'd probably do another contract, or, you know. But no, that's for right now. We're looking at 150 for both of them for the 2022 or 23-24 budget.
So it's each.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, now I sometimes read these really fast. It says not to exceed. So, yeah, that was it. I highlighted the 150, but not to exceed. So, yes, I want to make another comment about this. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. And that's under background. This is where we secondhand get to know some of the projects that are going on. I think we knew about the Vietnamese Martyrs Church, but I didn't know Blue Pearl was going to have a Tukwila location. So it's really interesting to see some of these things. And that's just my side comment.
Okay.
Councilmember Clank?
So I ran in both. It says, obviously, 150,000 not to exceed, and just wonder if there's some of this is based on need and kind of development need and what comes before us. If there is, well, I think either way, is there like a plan to do kind of assessment of the services, what we got for 150 and what potential need we would have in the future? And then I'm going to make an assumption, and Jerry or Nori, tell me if I'm wrong. Part of the reason that this is kind of our answer to kind of mitigation of having staff not available in these positions, but I would love for you to put that in your own language, if that makes sense.
Reed Middleton is solely, there are structural engineer. We staff is good and they're knowledgeable, well educated, but they're not in a level of doing parallel calcs to determine, you know, what design parameters were missed or made, or and then be able to, yeah, argue or discuss that with the engineer of record. And BHC, for the larger projects, it's a time thing with staff. We could do it if we had more time or more staff for the larger projects that we send to them for the non-structural. So right now we're burdened with a vacant position, but we're moving along pretty good. Staff's stress is a little higher, but because we have a lot of work, and fortunately we have a lot of projects. I don't know what the economy of the future is. You can only gauge it from the past, but so.
Thank you.
It's really helpful to kind of even out the peaks and valleys of the workload and to be able to send the overflow to them without difficult tasks of trying to hire another person that then might not need if things slow down.
Great. And I appreciate the substantive pieces. I'm wondering if potentially when this comes, can we add some of those pieces? I mean, I think I'll just share what I got, right, is that one, I mean, obviously, sorry, hearing your comment about kind of providing a level of consistency to our customers, that, you know, staff is doing the best they can, and the type of projects may require more knowledge, engineering knowledge of record, and that's what BHC and Reed Middleton bring. And then that, you know, staff is really working hard to respond to requests around projects. And, you know, the good thing is having, you know, a lot of projects that may not require structural, but yeah, it creates capacity for our staff to really have a kind of consistent flow of work. Is that a, an okay summation of what I think we heard? I think those points are good, and they're substantive pieces for the legislative body to hold on to and to be fully aware of how the work kind of.
Yes, we strive for customer service timelines. And keeping it, the consistency, and both of these consultants provide that.
Something additional you wanted to?
Yeah. So, Councilmember Quinn, this is going to the consent agenda. So, did you want those comments to be made, or do we just have to have them on the record here during this meeting? Would that be adequate?
I mean, I think having it on the record here makes sense. Maybe have it in the summary of staff comments. That way, if folks have questions, when any issue comes up, if anybody can pull anything off the consent agenda, I think that's great. But it's a story that needs to be told as much and as often as we can.
And I appreciate your questions, your comments, because I think some of my thoughts were also the same, which is, you know, why are we utilizing these, why are these contracted services important? I heard one, structural review is something that an expertise we don't have in-house.
Yeah.
And then the second, BHC provides that level of consistency to our customers, like as our work ebbs and flows, and it's good to be able to have that outside service when maybe, you know, like because we've had open positions that you haven't been able to fill, but you don't want to lose that consistency of getting permits, plans done.
And sometimes building inspectors get sick or they go on vacation or something, and it allows us to maintain that.
Is this a practice that other cities use?
Yes.
Like utilize?
All of them, some degree.
And then you said we've worked with these same contractors for like 6, 7, 8 years, and we haven't had issues with them?
No. Neither one of them.
Okay. So you have any other questions?
I was just thinking that maybe you need to report out. Maybe you can highlight those points.
Okay.
Yeah, and all this came up, and this is what we got.
Okay, that's great.
I guess we're going to do that.
All right. About that, those two things that you brought up, the professional expertise and then the leveling out of the consistency of service, that would be great. Yes.
All right. You guys comfortable with forwarding to consent? All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jerry.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, thanks for putting them together.
Yeah, you just made it faster.
Keep it simple.
Do you have any miscellaneous, either of you?
No.
Okay. Great. Thank you. That's the end of the